Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're glad you're here with us tonight. I want to remind you, our call-in number is 323-203-0815. And I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here each and every week to be with you. I want to tell everybody that you should visit our website, drpatallen.com, and sign up for our newsletter. We'll talk about a little bit more about that later. And about what we have going on and coming up. Until then, I want to say, Dr. Allen, you're on the air.
I'm glad and I'm ready to serve.
Awesome. How was your week?
It has been just fine. I've just a lot of little miracles, a lot of good things. I'm just very grateful.
Well, I love miracles. That's perfect. So, did you have class last weekend?
Yes.
Tell me about it. What'd you do?
What we did was what I want. It's, you know, it's how to go after what you want and get rid of what you don't want and deal with intimidators and seducers. And so it was good.
Oh, really? So, yeah. You know what? A lot of people have questions about the feminine and the masculine, what? Of wanting and knowing what you want
the
and knowing what you don't.
The feminine is not wanting.
So
women get more of what they want by knowing what they don't want, and men get more of what they want if they know what they want.
Exactly. Exactly. But some people don't get that. Now, Dr. Allen, how can a person figure out what their energy is, whether they're masculine or feminine? Now, I know we're both, but whatever your dominant one is, how do you figure that out?
You want to know something? We're different with each and every person. We may be a mama's boy or a daddy's girl, but out in the world, we may be Hillary Clinton. You see, we all want respect and cherishing, no matter where we are, this person, neighbors, family, business. And I teach people, I'm a transactional analyst, I teach people how to talk, how to ask for what they want with respect and cherishing, and how to say no to what they don't want respectfully and with cherishing. My doctoral work is androgynous semantic realignment, like getting your tires moved. What would happen to the cars if you never changed your tires position?
They eventually
would blow. Yeah, see? So yeah. I deal with the quantum mechanics of words.
Awesome. Oh, sounds like we have a caller on the line. Dr. Allen, are you ready for calls?
I heard another voice.
All right. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question. So my boyfriend's So my question is, what do you do when your boyfriend is, it's like he's vacillating between masculine and feminine. So he says, well, what do you want to do? And I gave him like some, I asked him if he wanted to delegate it to me, the decision, or if he wanted
Beautiful. And what does he say?
And he said, well, he said, I guess I'm wanting your input. And so I said, well,
you know, I have
these five ideas of things. Yeah.
Here's the message. You can tell him what you want, but don't expect to get it.
Yeah. Well, then I told him the five things that I was interested in, and he said to me, well, what do you want to do? And he didn't seem that interested in any of the things that I told him. So I was confused because I was
You're
getting kind of mixed messages
confused.
From him.
You're supposed to mind. Remember, there's four characteristics of a poor communicator. Number one, they're very evasive. I want to get married someday. I want something like this, maybe. So they're evasive in what they want and what they don't want. And the second thing is secretive. They want you to mind read. And if you don't mind read right, they say, if you love me, you could mind read me. Well, you can mind read a 6-month-old baby, you know, but it's a little difficult. So evasiveness and secretiveness. And then there's the ever popular condescension. Oh, women. Oh, men. Condescension, prejudice over a huge group of human beings. And then the last but not least, abrupt. Yes, no, I'm leaving. Goodbye. We're done. It's a maximum of 2 words. So evasive, secretive, condescending, and abrupt are 4 characteristics. So here's what I'm telling you, fair maiden. When he asks you what you want or where you want to go, you can either say, well, you now that you've asked and you're willing, you know, to ask me, I really want to go to blah, blah. What do you think about that? And don't be surprised if he says, I don't want to go there. I want to go over here. And then you say,
yeah,
fine. You see? So when he asks you, you can say what you want, but don't expect to get it. He's only gathering opinions for his decision. Okay? Or you can say the following, which you attempted. I so appreciate you wanting to respect my choices, but I'm absolutely comfortable following your leadership. And if I'm not comfortable, I'll let you know. Which is pretty much what you did.
Okay.
Now, those are the boundaries that I've discovered in my practice in the last 40-some years.
Right.
So either tell him and don't expect to get it, or thank him for respecting you and telling him that you'll let him know if you don't want to do it.
Thanks, Pat. I think that's all
Welcome.
I've got.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. Those boundaries.
It's really all about.
All right. Board is asking, are we ready for the next call?
The truth of the matter is we all want respect and we all want cherishing. And if we go for it, it's narcissism and it really causes trouble.
Yeah. I think we have a caller on the line. Caller, you got to turn your radio down.
Okay. Doing it right now, sorry. I'll go in the bathroom. Okay.
All right, you're on the air with Dr. Allen Live. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hello.
How do you... Yes, ma'am. How do you respect... How would I respect a passive-aggressive man?
The way you would do it is, if he's 51% valuable to you, you would flirt with him. Raise your right hand, please. I promise. On my honor.
On my honor.
To respect the men I love.
To respect the men I love.
It could be your dad, your son, your brother, your any man you love. Respect the man I love, even though sometimes I think I'm smarter and I could do it better as a man than he's doing.
I could do it better as a man than he's doing.
Furthermore,
Furthermore,
I promise to keep my masculine yang mouth shut.
To keep my masculine yang mouth shut.
Unless I have to call the police.
Unless I have to call the police.
A doctor. Or a lawyer.
Or a lawyer.
So help me God.
Help me God.
You see, so I'm not asking you to put up with immoral, unethical, or illegal. But why fight over stuff that isn't immoral, unethical, and illegal? It's just irritating.
That is so true.
So if he's 51% valuable to you, whether he's a good lay, or he cooks well, or he's funny, or whatever.
Yeah.
He's got to be 51% valuable on the worst day.
But I want to scream!
What?
Winnie! Yeah.
I've got news for you. There's a reason to be single, and it's a narcissism. When you're a single person, you can get respect and cherishing anywhere you go by requiring it. That's what I was saying at the beginning of the show. But if you want to be on a team with somebody, like a mother with a kid, or a sister with a sister, or a wife to a man, whenever you go on a team with another human being, you better learn how to waltz with them verbally, because they want respect and they want to be cherished too. So I teach people androgynous semantic realignment. I think this. How do you feel about it, honey?
What if they just give you the silent treatment, though, Dr. Pat?
Then guess what? You go watch TV, go to bed, take a walk. You can't make people talk.
No.
But if you don't like them for a long enough period of time, you can leave them.
Okay.
You got to accept them as they are, reject them as they are, but don't you ever tolerate, which is half respect and half cherishing.
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, caller.
Hi. That's the best reason for staying single.
Yes.
Narcissism is only a pathology if you're in a relationship with another human being and you're a 10 and they're a 0.
Exactly.
Or they're a 10 and you're a 0.
Exactly. All right. We have another caller on the line. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen Live. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do have it. Hello. I'm the 53-year-old man is dating me. We used to have a very good relationship for about 10, 11 months. But for last month or so, he's playing a yo-yo. He's hot, he's cold. He doesn't want to communicate ever. Nothing serious can be communicated or discussed. And last night, he basically told me that they have a very young girl sitting in their office, and they like her sitting in their office where she's not supposed to sit, by the way. It's a long story. And he is taking her out for her birthday on Saturday night when it's our date night. Regular date night.
Is she an employee of him?
Yes.
This is a birthday celebration. Is that correct?
No, there's a birthday celebration going on today, which he is not participating. He can take
it
out on Saturday.
Is this his birthday gift to her? How did you find out about it?
He told me. My foot is broken, by
what
the way.
Did he
it
say?
Broke a couple of...
Did he say, I'm taking her out for her birthday, or I'm dumping you and she's my new girlfriend? What did he say?
Long story short, they're trying to hide the ex-boyfriend that is also an employee, so that in order for him not to invite, some people are going to the first party today, and him and his friend and the girl are going out on Saturday, three of them.
So is this a date or a celebration for him and her?
What he tell me, it's that it's a celebration for her birthday, but since I am not really invited, I feel like it's a date.
Oh, wait a minute. Being the third wheel is not necessary. If it's not a date and it's a birthday celebration, are you willing to terminate your relationship for a birthday celebration?
No, I told him have fun. I told him have fun.
You told him what?
I told him to have fun. And I haven't
said
anything. Fun.
Well, what are you going to say? Are you going to terminate the relationship? Or are you going to accept that he's doing this so the birthday people are half her ex-boy? Whatever. Are you willing to accept this creation, or are you wanting to reject him for this creation?
I'm not ready to let him go right now. Where I'm at is I'm not ready.
If you're not ready to let him go, then basically he's still your boyfriend, even though he's irritating you.
Yes, and ignoring me.
What?
And ignoring me.
I understand. He's ignoring you for weeks or just this week. Is this the birthday week where you're going to be ignored? And he's going to take her out on a celebration.
This is not a first time, to be honest with you. Like I said, for last month or so, a little bit more than a month, he has been playing
the yo-yo. It's 5 to 12, and you're just about ready to say goodbye. Is that true?
Yes, one more and I'm done, yes.
Then why did you wait until it's 12 o'clock and you're ready to say goodbye? You're not ready to say goodbye. You want to fight with
him. So in the meantime, respect him. So in the meantime, just respect him, follow his lead. So if he disrespects him, as long as I can take it, I should take it and not say anything. Or should I go out with my friends and have a good time myself?
Go out and have a good time, but don't screw anybody because you're doing it out of vengeance.
No, I'm not going to screw anybody. No, I'm not going to screw anybody, but basically go out, just have a girlfriend time.
I want you to have a good time.
But how do I do, what do I do to make him talk or respect my feelings?
You
that's
don't, dear. He may be dumping you.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, okay.
You don't want to be with the man who doesn't want to be with you.
No, I don't want that.
So, accept him?
So when he comes back from his celebration or a date, whatever it is, I'm supposed to act as if nothing happened.
Nothing happened. Don't fight with him. You have my permission to end it. You know what? You neglected me. You're paying attention to other women. I really am done with you. Goodbye. When you're ready to say that, do it. Until then, it's 5 to 12, and the bomb doesn't go off till 12. Got it?
Yes. Got it.
You're not ready to blow it off the planet.
Not right now, no.
You want to manipulate him. Don't manipulate him. Rise above it and go have some fun.
Okay, I hear you. All right, that was the plan. I just want to confirm it. Go have fun with the girlfriend and
good,
whatever.
Good, good, good. Okay?
Okay. I appreciate
right.
you. You're
good
the
luck.
Best. Thank you.
Thank
no,
you.
I'm one of the no, I'm not the best. I'm one of the best.
Thank you, caller. That's a rough one, Dr. Allen, but it's interesting because you were right. She's not quite ready to
She's not. And you know, the problem is that 5 minutes, it's like three feet missing in the gold.
Oh, we got another caller.
I know. Okay, we'll go to the caller.
All right, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. I want to get your thoughts on rekindling a relationship. We've been broken up for 18 months, and
Who left?
Exploring.
Who left?
I did.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So,
you want me to
being
answer?
That I left, well, I'm scared to death of repeating the same lesson.
Oh, really? Welcome to the human race. It takes as many lessons as you need. Some of us need more lessons than others. I personally needed a lot of lessons. Anyway, so have you ever heard me say the hi-bye letter?
Yes.
Would you consider sending him a hi-bye letter?
Yes.
Have you got a paper and a pencil?
I've written down how a hi-bye works, but you're more than welcome to refresh my memory.
So, if you know, why don't you write down a hi-bye letter and ship it off to him? For those that don't know what a hi-bye letter is, it's when you dump him and you want him back, or he dumps you and he wants you back. Four paragraphs are overviewing the relationship. Paragraph one, everything you did like about him way back when. Paragraph two, the pain that caused you to leave, or the pain of him leaving. The third paragraph, if you're a woman, I don't want to be with a man who blah, blah, blah. If you're a man, it's I want to be with a woman who blah, blah, blah. That's the third. The fourth paragraph for a woman is I want this. And for a man, it's I don't want this. And the fifth paragraph is I absolutely am grateful that I went through this painful lesson that you caused me so that I could figure out whether I want you or I don't, or you want me or you don't. So I'm looking forward to your written answer to this letter. Now, do you understand that?
I do. We went out on a date last night. He asked me to go on a date. And,
all right, and how did it go?
It went well. You know, we reminisced and we talked about how we've had growth.
Did,
and I talked about
did you.
Did you
have intercourse?
We did. We absolutely
Therefore,
did.
Therefore, he got
I'm rebonded.
Away. I yeah. know you did.
Now he's the one that's pursuing me.
What?
said he's the one that's pursuing me. I broke up with him a year and a half ago,
I got
and like clockwork every 8 weeks.
You gave him a free lay with no contract, mm-hmm. right?
No, we did discuss exclusivity and starting over, and we both agreed.
Did he agree to monogamy, continuity, and long-term goals?
Yes.
Well, that's good. So
which
why
is
didn't
different.
You just date him?
Okay. I
go ahead and date him.
I'm so scared, Dr. Allen.
What?
I'm confused. I'm
about
just scared
what?
And I'm confused.
Life
about
is scary. Have you ever read or listened to what's that name? Outwitting
the Devil. I started to.
Yes.
I haven't finished it.
But that's the fear of change.
Yeah.
Honey, if you don't want to change, you can't live. You have to live in a closet and then some stupid airplane falls in on you. You know, life happens no matter where you're at. So you are bonded to him again, and he has made a contract with you. So I see it as another opening. Are you going to be the cherished one or the respected one?
I'll be the cherished one. He's very masculine.
Well, then why don't you do what he wants unless it's immoral, unethical, or illegal?
Okay. I need to reread Getting to I Do.
Getting to I Do? That's my book, and it's been on the shelves since 1994.
Yeah. I've written a new one.
It's a man's world and a woman's universe. They're in charge of buying and selling pieces of property and stuff. We're in charge of oxygen. The oxygen of love. The oxygen of communication.
Now, being that we're starting over, this is a clean
slate, correct?
You're
not starting over. You're continuing
okay.
at a higher level.
Oh, I like that. So do we go through the perfect period and imperfect period and
no,
then negotiate,
no,
or should we just start
no,
negotiating
no.
now?
You're negotiating right now.
Okay. Okay. That's what I want.
Good.
Okay. Ah, thank you.
You are 51% valuable to him, and he is 51% valuable to you. Why are you taking him back? Give me the 1%.
Compatibility.
Okay. You have enough places where you connect.
Yes. I mean, chemistry is off the charts, but our compatibility is really good. It was just our communication, and since I have discovered you and your tools, it's a whole new ballgame.
That's right, my tools.
It really is, and I talked to him, and you do, and I talked to him about it, and oh my gosh, Pat, he thought I was the sexiest woman in the world as I was telling him about you and your tools, and he's like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
It is amazing.
Okay.
That's what I got my PhD on. And
yeah.
the man that supervised me was a college professor in communication. He was a minister, and he wrote a wonderful book that impressed me called Prayer Can Change Your Life. Charles Parker. He's the one that impacted. I don't want to be in the religious world. I want to be in the secular world, where people are dealing with the fear of change or the devil, Napoleon Hill, whatever. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there.
I do. Okay.
Go for it.
Thank you, as always.
Welcome.
Well, Dr. Allen, how often does that happen where we get a, you know,
what?
A bounce back like that?
You
find that a lot where they're were together, broken up, and then they get back together again?
Most of my business is that.
Awesome.
You see, Kelly, people are really poor communicators. Here, I'm going to say my famous thing. It's not mine. It's an Upanishad from India, Hindu. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, for they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny. At the bank making money, the doctor's office being healthy, and in every single relationship, especially the loving sexual one. My book, Getting to I Do, Chapter 14, Negotiating Time, I, We, and Us, Space, How to Live Together, Money, Mine, Yours, and Ours, and Play, Non-Sexual and Sexual. So what I'm doing is dealing with the universal binary law of language. Computers do it. Steven Jobs did it. Einstein did it. Einstein said there's nothing but energy. And that he broke it down to physics, not philosophy. I'm not teaching philosophy. I'm teaching physics. Universal binary language.
Amazing, Dr. Allen. It looks like we have another caller on. Should we take another call?
Yeah, I'm on here.
Hi, caller. You're on the air. Do you have a question?
I do. I'm trying to figure out how to frame it. So I've been on 3 dates with a really great guy. You know, he's been
good.
Doing the courting.
I want 3 men, 3 dates each.
Yeah, I've been having a hard time getting up to the 3 men part, but this guy for sure, he's done at least 3 dates so far. And, he's been growing on me. At first I wasn't sure, but, and then after this last, and no touching or anything either, which has been surprising. At this last date, the 3rd date, he hugged me and then he said, hey, do you want to get together on Wednesday? I said, yeah, just let me know. And then I didn't hear from him Wednesday. I was like, okay, well, something probably happened or whatever. And I just kind of shrugged it off. But it's already, usually he books our weekend date on Wednesday too. So I haven't heard about that either. And it's Thursday. And I'm like, well, did he just like jump ship? And I'm wondering, cause he was sharing a lot with me emotionally about his childhood and stuff. So I'm just wondering if like maybe he freaked out. Because I didn't give him anything.
Whatever the reason is, he has 8 weeks of rumination time.
Eight weeks.
Yes.
All right.
I read about that in Maxwell Maltz's book, Psycho-Cybernetics, in the 60s. Now I go to all of my CEU brain classes, and apparently people think, feel. Until they make a decision. And that rumination is so regularly 8 weeks that it's almost like babies are 36 weeks and rumination is 8 weeks. So if he calls you back under 4 weeks, he's nuts about you. If he doesn't call back till 6 weeks, he doesn't want to be nuts about you. If he doesn't call back for 8 weeks, he hates having to call you back. And then he said, why don't you call me?
Great. Okay, thank you so much. That answers my question. Thank you.
Did it really?
I think she's gone, Dr. Allen. And I think it was a great answer. It's that rumination, that waiting is difficult.
Hello? That's what we do, especially if we're alphas.
Exactly.
If we're alphas, our brains and our hearts are dueling.
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do, yes. Hello, Dr. Allen. Hello, Kelly.
Hi.
I'm so excited. I finally got in. I was trying to call you guys for the last 3 weeks, and there were so many phone calls. I never got in.
Oh, well, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. But I do listen every time, though. I had a question. Dr. Allen, I was rereading your Getting to I Do book.
Good.
And
don't forget, I've got Staying Married and Loving is still out there, too. But it's in Amazon's library, not in the store. Okay.
Oh, I got that one, too. You can still buy it on Amazon.
What?
You can still buy Staying Married and Loving it in Amazon.
Oh.
Awesome. Thanks for letting us know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good. But so with Getting to I Do, it's so interesting because it's like a new book now, like a year later. Well, no, almost 2 years later after I've, you know, done so many things with you. But I've realized something which is really disturbing. You talk about women that stick men with their daddy bill, basically.
Oh,
I've realized that's what I've been doing.
God, daddy cheated them, and they give a man. Yeah. You're on earth to make me happy.
That's what I've been doing. I've not too.
Then you've got to be with
much.
A man that's at least 15 years older than you are.
Oh, but is this even healthy? Just because this is my worry.
Absolutely.
That I grew up.
You know, the people that have the best divorce rate, the men are 15 years older than the woman. Otherwise, very often when you're in your 30s and he's in his 30s, you compete for man of the year. You see what I mean?
Well,
but if you're
I don't do that
a
anymore,
young woman,
thanks to you.
Well, having a man 15 years older is a guarantee. He'll appreciate your brains. He'll appreciate your body. He'll appreciate you because he's already done his thing and he doesn't mind you doing your business thing, going to school, whatever. He very often can accept both your masculine and your feminine side.
No. Well, that would be good because I'm an alpha, diagnosed by you.
Well, if you're an alpha, then you're looking for an alpha, mature man, who basically wants to be with, have you taken care of your body?
Me? Oh, yeah. But I'm fairly young. I'm only 34, and I don't even look at it. People tell me I look like I'm 20-something. So, yeah.
Got it. So you've got your brains, you've got your heart, you've got your body. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your problem with men?
Well, I just recently ended a relationship with a man who it was 10 months. It was a very good learning experience for me. We actually stayed pretty good friends, but he was not responsible, and he had 4 DUIs. So,
so what you're saying is he was a toy boy who liked mama women.
Not necessarily, no. I followed your program. He wasn't a toy boy. No, I was very serious about him. At some point, I thought there was a good chance. That's why I did everything, you know, that I could do to be the feminine woman.
But why aren't you with him? Who left?
I did. I initiated it, but he agreed.
But you left because you didn't want to be his mama.
Correct.
Well, that's called the mommy bill. Lots of men give women mommy bills. Lots of women give men daddy bills. Harvard did a big study in the 90s. They asked 10,000 people, why did you mate? Why did you marry? 2/3 of the men mate and marry for sensual and sexual stability. 1/3 mate and marry for status and financial stability. I'm with her, and her dad owns that company. In other words, he's with the woman for money. 2/3 of women mate and marry for status, Mrs. So-and-so, and financial stability. 1/3 of women mate and marry for sensual and sexual stability. They're called cougars.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to get laid or paid?
Paid. Paid. I want to get paid.
Then if you want to get paid, you're perfectly normal. But he wants mm-hmm. to get laid and mothered mm-hmm. and cared for. So it's that's what you split.
Yeah, laid was fine. But mothered, I can't. It makes, no, I can't do it. It's just.
Okay. Mothering
I could never do it, but after.
Better care of him than you do of yourself.
And that's what
Daddy,
he kind of expected sometimes.
I know that because he didn't get enough mother when he had a mother.
His mom died, though, so it's kind of a complex situation.
So he gave you the bill for her. That's pretty
probably
standard.
Probably without realizing.
Sigmund Freud called it the unresolved Oedipal complex. That's when a son wants to be married to his mother. Or the Electra complex. That's when a daughter wants to be married emotionally to daddy. Freud did his big mm-hmm. work on those things.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but, you know, I just realized something. He was actually, he started becoming more caring after we split up since we're good friends and we talk and we live really close. For example, I'm in the middle of doing a project for work, and I was mentioning it to him. I was mentioning some of my frustrations with it, and he offered to help without even me asking. So, what is it? I don't even know what that is.
I hate to mention this, but he was more than willing to help you use your brain in order to become more productive so you could have more money for him.
But this was after we split up, and I never paid for anything, ever with him,
oh,
which I
good.
Now realize.
He paid for it?
Yeah,
then why
always.
Did you dump him?
Because he never took control. It was like, it was half and half. Like, he never took control of things. He never,
He never led.
No, he never led. He'd try... Uh-huh.
Then why didn't you
he
leave?
Would, because I didn't
if he
want
wanted
to
be your
power.
Toy boy, why didn't you do it?
I didn't want to lead. I wanted to be feminine.
I understand that, but he wanted a woman who wanted him to be feminine. I don't see anything wrong
yeah.
with a man being feminine. There are plenty of women, but they're usually 15 years older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, people can be whatever they want to be. That's fine.
Oh, yes, it okay. is. So
I think her
you
biggest.
Have a man
I,
now,
I think, but
do
I
you
think.
You have her, a man now.
Me, no, but I go on dates, though. I have my little setup service, dating service, and I want
sexually,
to do something
do you have
online.
Your lover? Do you have your lover?
We're lovers with this ex, but we made a contract for it. Everything is very straightforward and clear.
I understand
so we
that
have
you're lovers.
Mm-hmm. I need to do at least one.
You're not
so
building anything. You're just having sex.
No. Yes.
Okay.
And I explained to him that
I'm not
I'm
a moralist.
Dating.
I'm yeah. just a therapist. What?
I know. And I explained to him what and why, and I said I do go out on dates with other people, but I will never sleep with anyone, and if I start to get interested in someone, I will let you know, and then we can stop this. And he said, that sounds good, and I'll do the same. So it's you know, it's a
you know
two-way
what?
Street. It's not...
I've got news for you. You don't want to mate, and you don't want to marry. You just want to get laid.
No, but I go on dates, though. I want to be married, no.
Okay. But you haven't found anybody to replace him?
No, and it's only been about 2 months. Is
I that understand that. What I'm hearing is you're bonded to his body.
Oh. Well, not as much as I was bonded to my previous boyfriend. That was an insanity. This isn't... I don't think I'm bonded to his body. I think I just have... you know, sex drive that needs to be satisfied. That's pretty normal. But
I got news for you. If you don't find somebody new, and your body like his body, you're bonded.
So should I stop having intercourse with him, you think?
No. No, you're lovers.
I just thought that since I know it hasn't worked. Yeah, I just thought that since I know it hasn't, I just thought that this was safe because this hasn't worked and I know that, and I don't want to be in a relationship with him because I know it's not going to go anywhere. So this was kind of bond-free.
I fully understand that, except
risk-free.
How old are you now?
34.
So when did you plan to get married?
I want to find the one this year until the end of this, until the end of 2018. That's my goal.
Okay, so you want to have a boyfriend? Don't be surprised, because it's awfully hard to be hungry when you're getting fed regularly.
Oh, but I'm not hungry just for sex. I'm hungry for intimacy and, you know, just a normal relationship. I miss that.
Why wouldn't you miss it? All you've got is lovers.
Yes.
Well,
I think I should just date more.
You having lovers. I have no problem. Do you? I thought you wanted to get married.
Yes, I do.
Well, if you want to get married, I suggest you get hungry for marriage, not for lovers.
Okay.
Does that make
sense? Yes, but how do I do that? What's the practical step here? Like, how do I get
stop
hungry for marriage?
Sex. Stop having intercourse with them. No blowjobs, no oral, anal, or vaginal intercourse. Those penetrating experiences turn on your Bartholomew glands, you gush oxytocin, and you're glued like super glue.
Even though it's an ex? Oh, damn it. I thought this was like a safe field.
I got news for you. Your body doesn't care who he is.
Got it.
He's
okay.
Your lover.
Okay.
So you broke up with him basically because he has a drinking problem?
He was not leading. He's actually not drinking now, so it's
I got
getting better.
You,
but
darling, you're man enough for both of you. Why aren't you leading him?
I don't want to. I want to be a woman.
I got news for you. You're doing what men do. You're not acting like a woman.
Because I have sex with him?
No, because you're having sex with somebody and you can't find a replacement. And how long have you been lovers with him?
Oh, I would say probably 2 months.
Fine.
Month and a half.
If you don't mind wasting time, I don't mind you wasting time.
Oh, but I do, I do. But I have gone out on dates. I do it regularly.
Darling,
and
you go
I need
out
to take
on dates, but you're already satisfied. I already said this. You've already had dessert when you go out to dinner.
Ah, shit. Okay, so stop having intercourse with him and just keep doing the dates.
That's what I would do if I wanted to get married.
Okay.
If you don't want to get married, you're doing just fine the way you're doing.
No. I do want to get married.
You don't want to get married?
Okay, got it.
Oh, no,
I
she
do,
does.
I do.
Well, then
I do.
Act like it.
Okay.
All right?
All right, yes. Okay. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Good luck, caller.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Man, Dr. Allen, that's a good point. If you, 40 had dessert, you know.
That's right.
You're there, man. You're there. Hey, we are out of time, Dr. Allen. I want to remind everybody to go visit theoneeyestore.com. That's where we're going to find our seminars. And if you can't come to one of our seminars, you may call and book an appointment with Dr. Allen. We give phone appointments from 15 minutes to full hours. You talk about anything you want. or you can sign up for one of our special sessions. That would be our life script and our dream sessions. So you can go to info@drpatallen.com, send an email to find out more information, or visit our website, www.drpatallen.com, for pertinent phone numbers and to sign up for our newsletter. Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before we run?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Good night, everyone. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Good night.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.